You're listening to Business Banter Podcast live from wherever Conrad's yerba mate addiction takes us to. The only show with truly unfiltered behind-the-scenes business talk. You're here, my dear listener, as an entrepreneur who's craving knowledge and advice. But whichever way you go, you either fall asleep or your bullshit detector goes off. Besides raw business talk and interviews with experts, you can expect us to spice things up a bit and throw in a touch of banter into the podcasting blender. Real everyman's talk on topics ranging from China taking over the world to how can I replace coffee in my diet? You probably know the answer to that one. Be warned, no political correctness in this house. Enjoy the ride.
Hey guys, the topic of this video is how not to start a business. Timeless principles from an entrepreneur with 45 years of business and investing experience, Keith Cunningham, the author of this here little book. I will show you here, The Road Less Stupid, my favorite business book. By the end of this video, you should have like a really good fundamentals as to how to think about the game of business. How to think of business and what kind of principles to follow on your journey, principles that you can apply, you know, to anything you read on the internet, and they will help you to see through the matrix, to see through the bullshit, and to see, you know, if someone's actually maybe trying to just sell you advice because then they want to sell you a course or something like that. So let's dive right into it. So the first principle from Keith Cunningham is that there is no such thing as natural business owner. Successful business owners or entrepreneurs are not born with an innate set of skills. And basically what he means by that is that, you know, you will obviously you may have some predispositions, but in general, business success is a result of learning the business end of the shadows, like learning the business skills required to run a business. There is no magic there. You are not born with it. And the same goes when it comes to being an entrepreneur and, you know, learning how to kind of solve problems or do things like that. It's just all a result of learning a skill, getting competent, getting better at skills required to run the business, like, you know, accounting, managing, hiring, there's solving problems, brainstorming. There's so many layers and so many skills needed to learn. And basically his number one principle is that you are not born with them. You may have some predispositions, but in general, the result of being a successful business owner is the result of having the necessary business skills. The second principle by Keith Cunningham is that attempting to win the game of business by trial or error is about the stupidest thing to learn anything. Meaning that you want to read books, have mentors, have people that you consult with, have people that, you know, have figured out the problem already, and you can apply, you know, lessons from them so that you don't have to make every single mistake again. You know, there's this famous saying that there's no point to reinvent the wheel, as to speak. So obviously there's going to be some things that you will have to figure, you will have to be the first one to figure out. If you want to have a really successful business that's like something new, that delivers something new, that has something unique. But most of the things you can avoid just by, you know, following some good advice, some good principles like this ones I'm sharing here. Because, you know, trial and error is just one way to go, but it's not the most effective way to go about learning in general. You know, imagine if you wanted to learn a guitar by trial and error. I mean, maybe eventually you will learn in 10 years, but I think it's gonna take you much longer than maybe paying like $10 for a course on Udemy. That might not even be perfect, obviously, but you will learn much faster from someone who's already learned it. He, you know, devoted like 20 years of his life, maybe 10 years to coaching people how to learn it. So then I would say it's better to invest, you know, for example, in a course like that and save yourself 8 years and maybe, you know, just 100,000 hours of pain and agony and trial because you have no idea what you're doing. Principle number three, this is a short one. If you want to do better, you must get better. simply means that there is no point to the wishful thinking. There's no point, you know, like law of attraction, whatever you believe in. But in business, it really comes down to getting better at certain skills, at certain things, at solving problems and thinking about consequences better, at predicting the future better, even though the future is kind of unpredictable. In a way, it all comes down to actually getting better at the game of business. Principle number four, running the wrong direction enthusiastically is stupid. So this basically means, this is a funny one, but it basically means that the hustle culture, while it has some good points about, like, you know, getting better, practicing, you know, hustling, working hard, if you do the wrong things, it's not gonna move you forward, but maybe actually in the opposite direction. So that's why it's, you know, double important to actually have a really good somewhere advisor, mentor, or something that can guide you in the right direction, or like course correct. It's kind of like against this thing of like, hey, just work hard, because if you don't think about what you work on, you're gonna end up working on the wrong things, and that's gonna do maybe even more harm than good. Principle number five, people with the best life have the best choices. Basically what he says there, that people with lousy life have lousy choices, and if you want to improve your life, you need to improve your choices. And you can think about it in many ways, but that's the thing with principles, that they are not like specific how to advise, and they can be applied in one place or another. They can be used in many circumstances, in many places in life, and many times in life, and many situations in life. And in some cases, they can even be kind of contradictory. For example, recently I watched an interview with Robert Greene, the author of books like Mastery, 48 Laws of Power, Laws of Human Nature. And he was saying how, you know, when you read his book, it's his best attempt of doing so. But one thing, there could be, you know, mistakes. Two, he even in the beginning of the book, he says that a lot of those laws are contradictory, because that's life. Life is nuanced. In one situation, this principle might be good, but in my other situation, it might be bad. So it's kind of very much depending on a specific situation. And that's why, in my opinion, principles are much better than how to advise, because they teach you how to think. And then you will never run out of ideas how to solve a problem. And this way, now you will also, because of this video, of those principles, you will learn on how to think about, you know, business in like a macro level, not just this micro level, and like how to specifically, you know, like set up a wallet or how to find a specific niche, but how to think about it in a broader sense. And when you learn those fundamentals and basics, that's gonna make it so much easier and save you so much time. This is something I didn't do from the start of my journey, but I quickly picked up on, and this was a game changer for me. Like, once I understood what it is all about, how it all connects, how should I think about it, then everything became much clearer for me, because I knew how to create solutions to my problems. I didn't have to always look external. And that's what also Keith is teaching in his book. He teaches the art of thinking time. So basically sitting down, asking yourself questions and finding solutions to those problems, you know, without having to, you know, post on Reddit, search YouTube videos, search Google, anything like that, because you got the answers in your head. So that's something that you should always keep in mind. And the last six bonus tip kind of, and the last six principle that I'm gonna share with you, it's not actually on the list of principles with Keith, but I took it out from the book, and I believe it should be added as one more principle in his book, is that the business is complex and the future is unknown and unknowable. So what it means, basically, in nutshell, that there is no simple solutions to business problems, or simple, you know, how to say, like, how to advise on how to start and make a successful business. It's very, very, there is a lack involved. There is a lot of nuance involved. There is a lot of, you know, figuring things out in the middle and going up and down. And that also, if you want to predict future, like a lot of say, like, oh, go into this field or start this business because that's going to pick up. You never know this. It might pick up. It might be a trend very soon, but it might not, or it might take 20 years. So the thing is there, that's always when you, if you are now new to business, or if you're already, that this is always something to keep in mind, that there is no simple answers and that future is unknown. So yeah, make sure to plan, but also understand that things like COVID, for example, this year can very much happen, and they are not something unique that happened. You know, there were sudden wars back in time, and there are a lot of things like market crashes. You know, there's so many things, sudden maybe like big innovations that change everything. But also a lot of change is also gradual. So there is some things that change over time. Like, for example, podcast. It was not like a very invention, but it took a long time for people to get into it. And suddenly now it's like, you know, getting more popular than maybe like, you know, video. Like everyone's listening to audio, which is super interesting. And no one really saw it coming, but it was also not like an innovation. So make sure to understand that, and that success, you know, it often involves partially some form of timing, luck, you know, generating your own luck, doing a lot. So it's a combination of things, and don't try looking for simple answers because they don't exist. It's just a matter of, you know, slowly getting better, figuring things out, solving problems, making mistakes, and then, you know, getting back on the horse. So that's it from this video. Just to summarize, in this video, I shared with you principles from an entrepreneur with 45 years of experience, Keith Cunningham, of how not to start a business, and in some ways also how to start it if you were to start it. But these are basically timeless principles that will allow you to basically look at the game of business, because I call it a game. If you ever played you know, games on a computer or somewhere else, at some point, once you understand those principles, you will see that it is like any other game. It has certain rules, and then once you understand the rules, you will know how to operate within them and how to navigate the world better, and that's gonna set you up on the path to you know, to basically higher chance of success. I'm not gonna sit here and say that, hey, you'll definitely succeed or make successful business or whatever. You know, success also means so many different things to everybody, so I don't wanna sit here and say that, but it's gonna increase the chances that what you want to happen will happen. So thanks a lot for watching this video. And if you don't hate this type of videos, please make sure to subscribe, comment, like, or do whatever else is allowed by technology to support this show. Also, if you comment, I will make sure to reply to every single one of your comments, guys, because that will, you know, help me deliver some more value to you guys, learn what are you guys struggling with, and how can I help you guys navigate the world better. The online world better. So thanks a lot so much for watching, and I will see you next episode. See ya.
You've been listening to the Business Banter Podcast. If your immediate reaction after listening to this episode is either, fuck, that was some great advice, can't wait for more, where do I sign up? Or, man, I had the same idea in mind, but I assumed it's just me being weird. Thank you for sharing. Or, this bastard hurt my feelings, offended my delicate soul, and should be banned from the internet. Then, it means we're on the right track, doing God's work. In that case, please like, subscribe, and do whatever is allowed by technology to support this show. Make sure to also bookmark the podcast page, business-banter.com. If you'd like to voice your opinion, ask a question, or just want to connect, shoot us an email at conrad@killercoldemail.com. Until next time, my friend, stay vigilant.